It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by the newly hired city administrator for the city of Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga, and the mayor of Sonora, Jim Garaventa. So good morning to you both, and thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
So I'll start first with the new city administrator, Rudikanga. Thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on your new position.
Well, thanks. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
So for those who aren't familiar, what is kind of your background and what did you do before stepping into this role?
Well, I've had a career of public service, working with public agencies. I began working with the County of Tuolumne right after undergraduate school in 2005, and then made my way through the County of Calaveras, and most recently with the County of Merced as the Deputy CEO and Budget Officer for the county, and then made my way here to City of Sonora, which I'm really excited because as a City of Sonora resident, I'm really happy to be working locally and working with issues that affect me and my family.
So you've kind of come full circle back to the City of Sonora.
Yes, full circle.
You know, most recently being with Merced, what were some of the kind of the bigger issues that you delved into?
Well, I worked budget and finance, but I worked most directly with our law enforcement partners, looking at expansion of their force, specifically with our sheriff's department. We saw recruitment and retention issues, and then also their jail remodel project, looking at expansion of their jail and rebuilding of their jail. And then also homelessness issues in the County of Merced as well. We were really fortunate to have a strong continuum of care in Merced County working with the City of Merced, and we're able to bring about some instrumental programs in Merced, such as the building of a navigation center to have wraparound services for the unsheltered in Merced. So working directly mostly with our law enforcement partners, and then at the tail end in Merced, working with our continuum of care and our homelessness collaboration with the City of Merced.
What would you say were the things that drew you to the position here in Sonora?
I'm always interested in local government. I've made a career of local government. I've really appreciated working for the County of Merced. I loved it. I learned a lot about a larger county and how they function, but always wanted to come back to where my family is and where we love to be and love to live. So when the opportunity arose to work for the city and to work locally and to work in a jurisdiction in which I have so much interest and passion about, it was a no-brainer for me to jump at the chance.
You mentioned Calaveras County as well. We have a lot of listeners in Calaveras County. What were you doing on that side of the river?
Well, I started with Calaveras County as the AB 109 analyst, coming directly, working with the partners and developing their implementation plan for the newly implemented realignment, 2011 realignment, and then progressed into the county administrative office, working again with budget, and then having some responsibility during the Butte Fire, working as the logistics coordinator for that incident. When it hit, unfortunately, in 2015. Did a lot of procurement as well in the County of Calaveras, but mostly budget, and then a lot of the time was absorbed of Butte Fire response and recovery.
And you officially became city administrator the first week of February, is that correct?
I did, February 3rd.
So how have the first few weeks on the job been?
It's been great. It's been great. I've been really appreciative of everybody trying to come in and get to know me. I've tried to make it a point to get out to visit local businesses, and then just really get abreast on how the city is functioning in a lot of their policies and procedures, working with our staff, getting up to speed on our economic development policy and action plan, looking at some of our other ATP projects, working with the TCTC, and then also working with our individual committees such as Vision Sonora, and getting up to speed on the projects that are surrounding the city.
So have you had time to kind of identify some initial goals and priorities, or have you been given some priorities yet by the council?
Well, I think definitely the council has set the priority of economic development. Most recently, we've been able to receive a report from a consultant, and there was direction given at that meeting to develop an action plan from an economic development action plan. And going forth, with the dissolution of the EDA, and how that is going to affect the city. So right now, working with staff and identifying resources for the expansion of that action plan. The other issues, some of the priorities that we're looking at as well, is working, you know, working in collaboration with the county, looking at some of the housing affordability issues and the homelessness issues. So really economic development, collaboration with the county, and really ensuring that we're addressing some of the homelessness and housing affordability issues.
I'll pick up on the topic of economic development, move over to Mayor Garaventa, because you were involved with the TCEDA board as a member of the city council when the board was dissolved. You know, what has kind of taken place from the city?
Well, it hasn't quite dissolved yet because we still have some outstanding issues, but
I stand corrected then. Yeah. So to the point of the decision was to, or from back when the decision was made to dissolve the TCEDA and move away and have the city go its own route, what have been kind of the steps that have been taken?
Well, what we did at that time was to contract out with a consultant to do some research on what we could do as a city. That was about the time when our previous administrator left and it kind of got slowed down in the process of when we got where we were looking to hire a new city administrator. So we went several months with kind of I don't want to say a stoppage of economic development, but not getting the project up on board. And then when the consultant came and basically told us everything that we already knew, it didn't really pan out very well. About the biggest thing that I took away from the whole report was that there's a lot of people who commute in and out of this area. A lot of people commute out of the area for their jobs, come back home. A lot of people, and there's actually a fair amount that do the reverse. But other than that, we knew all the issues that the consultant brought up. So what we're looking at now is what the council has tasked the staff to do is to do that action plan.
And you say the consultant kind of told you all the things that you already knew. You know, what do you mean by that?
Well, basically the stuff downtown, you know, just your basic stuff that we already knew.
Our weaknesses.
Our weaknesses, our strengths. A population that's aging, a population that's, that there's not a lot of young people staying here, stuff like that.
And so, City Administrator Rutakanga, you've been kind of tasked now with putting together an action plan, correct?
Mm-hmm. I have, and right now I'm working with staff trying to develop the best course forward with that, whether that's, relying on the expertise that we have within the community to help bring some, support in developing that action plan, and looking how other jurisdictions also finesse their action plan so that we're not reinventing the wheel and ensuring, however, that it is, unique to Sonora, but looking how we can develop that and develop that rather quickly because that is something that is a definite priority for the city council.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have any idea at this point how long it's going to take to develop that type of plan?
I'm hoping to bring something forward to the council in the next couple of months, probably. We're right kind of smack in the dab of budget, but we definitely need something to come forward before the council. I'm hoping something before June that will bring an action plan, at least a movement forward on where the council wants to go before June.
You've only been in this position for a few weeks, but, when you look out at the economy right now in the city of Sonora, how do you feel? How is the state of the economy?
I think the state of the economy is good overall. We are right now looking, we're hopeful for additional businesses coming into our commercial and retail space with the Wilco business that will be coming in at the old Osh site and hopefully working with the property developers over where the Cost you less. Business went out. Looking at other options for that space as well. I think overall it's good. We are noticing, though, a little bit of flattening of revenues. So I know that has been a discussion previously and looking at other ways that we can a little bit diversify our revenues. But overall, we're doing well.
Mayor Garaventa, anything else to add on the state of the local economy?
No, not really.
How about the city-county relationship? Is that still kind of stressed following the dissolution or the plan to dissolve?
Yes.
Okay.
There's your one word answer. I don't know how that's going to work its way out. Of course, it's election time, and we'll see with some of the supervisors that are currently incumbents whether they stay on or not. But I think with our new city administrator, I think that's an opportunity for us in the county to have a better relationship, and hopefully that will get us going on a lot of things, including some of the homelessness issues we've had.
Pick up on that topic in just a minute. We're joined in studio by the new city administrator for the city of Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga, as well as Jim Garaventa, who is the mayor of Sonora. We're talking about city of Sonora issues on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.